So the minister prays. He's praying in Spanish. I know some Spanish. However, I don't know enough to pick up everything that this man is saying, really. And so I'm just trusting, okay, this is a man of God. I told him what I wanted prayer for, and everybody else did too. So I just have to trust that this man is talking to God. God knows what this man is saying, and he is listening to his prayer. Hey, everybody, it's me, Michelle Wright, with 99 Ways to Win. Welcome back to another episode. So this one is just going to be me. Fallon is not with me. We did not get to record a session in time for this drop. You know, I guess she thinks she grown because she went out of town, went all the way to Florida for the 38th annual Church of Christ Ladies Lectureship Retreat that was in Florida. And so she had herself a good old time. Of course, she was promoting her new book, of which she is one of the co-authors, The Tamar Story Sisterhood. So people got to meet her in person, buy her book. She was selling the shirts, she was selling the mugs, all of that good stuff. So if you haven't already, you know, if you didn't pre-order your copy, you can still go ahead and grab a copy. You can check her out on 99waystowin.com. Go to her page there. You can hit her up on Instagram at Fallon Sells, FalonSells. On Facebook, same thing. She is Fallon Sells. You can also email her, Fallon at 99waystowin.com. All right. So this one's going to be a little different. Like I said, I don't have her to banter back and forth with. So I'm just going to kind of just, you know, talk to y'all about a few things that I've observed, a few things that's been going on with me. Hopefully you will be able to get something out of it. I mentioned on one of the prior episodes, I think, that I visited our Bible classes. We have like different, you know, groups, different topics, etc. So I sat in on the millennial class a little while back. And, you know, I mentioned that that was something that I did because of this sister Danielle challenging us, you know, middle-aged women to connect with younger women. So I don't know if I mentioned it when I talked about this before, but one of the things that really struck me when I was in that class was just kind of that sense of like feeling out of place, which I had not felt in a while. And it just reminded me that when people visit, or maybe they're amongst a group of people they don't know, or a group where they feel like they don't have as much in common with everybody, how they can feel. And, you know, once we get comfortable somewhere, we have our people, or we know what's going on, we can sometimes forget how uncomfortable somebody else may be, even though they don't look like it. And it's really important to make sure that we're smiling, that we're being welcoming, encouraging, talking to the person, showing genuine concern to help them feel comfortable. That being said, this past Sunday, I was in the Spanish Bible class, which is they speak all Spanish. I was not planning on doing that. Okay. I did not wake up on Easter Sunday and say, I'm going to go to the Spanish class. So like what had happened was, my daughter and I got to church, not before it started, we'll just say, but earlier than usual. So it was Easter. So I did better than usual. You know, y'all pray for me. But anyway, you know, we got to church. Of course, it's Easter, so there's a lot of people, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, we tip on in, get, you know, sit in the seat, you know, sit in a pew that's, you know, close to the back or what have you. And after, so the service was great. The sermon, my gosh. Our preacher did such a good job just talking about the condition of man, the sinfulness of man, why we need a Savior. And then, you know, the love of God to send Jesus to die for our sins and rise again. And then the opportunity that we have to escape eternal death and instead have the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. It was fantastic. If you go to Southside Church of Christ Facebook page, Fort Worth, Texas, you will you can check out that message from Brother Alex Jamerson. Yeah, so service was fantastic. Service was awesome. And I was, you know, just chatting with the lady next to me after church. And she said, I don't remember what I think I detected like an accent or whatever. So I like said Buenos Dias or something. I don't know. And she was like, oh, you speak Spanish? And I was like, un poquito or whatever. And she said, oh, well, maybe, you know, you can help me with English. I can help you with Spanish. And I'm like, OK, cool. And I'm thinking, you know, this will be something in the future, whatever. Then she asked me if I'm staying for Bible class. And I'm like, yeah. Now, mind you, as far as I know, I've never seen this woman before. So I'm not sure if she like is a member or if she's visiting. I don't really know. You know, I don't know. So she asked me that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Bible class. Well, which class are you going to? And she said, the Spanish class. And I thought about it for a second. And I said, can I go? And she said, yeah, come on. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to the Spanish class with this new lady that I just met. Cool. So I go in there. I see one of the young guys, ministers. I don't know if he's a minister or not, but whatever. I see this guy that I recognize, Hispanic guy or whatever. And he's like, oh, do you speak Spanish? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. You know, I studied in high school, college, whatever. He's like, okay, that's fine. So, you know, a couple of people introduce themselves, whatever. Class gets started, and yo, they're just going, right? They are going in Spanish. The guy's teaching. I could tell, you know, he first started off asking about prayer requests, and so people were giving their prayer requests, and, you know, I'm looking at them, I'm listening. I don't quite know, you know, what people are asking about, but I'm just being attentive, whatever they're saying. They're concerned about it, obviously. And then I thought to myself, there was something that I wanted to ask prayer for, but I was like nervous too, because I'm like, okay, I know I could speak in English if I want to, because they understand I'm not a native Spanish speaker, but I'm in here to kind of, you know, absorb the environment, you know, brush up on my Spanish, and then I want to kind of just, you know, not be disruptive to the situation. So I was like, okay, I'm trying to think. Okay, how do I say this? And then I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna sound. I don't know if I, you know, I know they let me in here, but is it okay for me to ask for a prayer request? Like, all this crazy, silly stuff is going through my head, right? But I go ahead and figure out how to, you know, make my prayer request or what have you to help me, you know, with my parenting and guiding my daughter that's still at home, that's, you know, graduated high school last year. And, you know, and then so the minister prays. He's praying in Spanish. I know some Spanish. However, I don't know enough to pick up everything that this man is saying, really. And so I'm just trusting. OK, this is a man of God. I told him what I wanted, you know, wanted prayer for, and everybody else did, too. So I just have to trust that this man is talking to God. God knows what this man is saying. And he is listening to his prayer. And for me, which is one of the reasons I wanted to go into the class, it just made me think, like, okay, you know when the situation is reversed, you have someone that is a native Spanish speaker, or maybe they're from an Asian country, maybe they're from Ghana or something, I don't know, but, you know, English is not their first language. They're not like highly fluent in it yet, and they're sitting in church with us, or, you know, they're at work with us, or whatever it is. You know, they're just kind of trying to figure things out. They may be a little uncomfortable, a little unsure. And so the demeanor that we have, the environment that we're in, the way that we present ourselves can either help them be comfortable or cause them to be uncomfortable. And in the situation that I was in, I was comfortable. I felt like I was welcome. I felt like this guy knows what he's talking about, right? But just a thing of trust. Like, there's a really big aspect of trust involved when somebody is out of their element. And it's something that you don't really think about that much if you're always in your element. So I would encourage you You know, get out of your element, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your normal group, and go somewhere where you're going to be vulnerable, where you're going to have to stumble a little bit, where you're going to have to depend on other people to help you or guide you or, you know, try to understand you, because it's a humbling experience, but it's also a beneficial and a learning experience. So, you know, that being said, he finishes the prayer. He shows this video about the resurrection, and, you know, the words on the screen are in Spanish, and there's a little bit of narration or speaking that was in Spanish. But, you know, the visuals really told the story, especially if you're familiar with the resurrection story. And, you know, that was another thing that struck me, that visuals, pictures, and music are very universal. So even if you don't speak the language, you can get the gist of, you can understand what's being communicated, which also translated into the lesson, because the minister actually had a little whiteboard that he used as he was talking. And so actually what they did was they went over the sermon. And so he basically broke down what the minister was talking about, you know, but he said it all in Spanish because, you know, the service itself was in English. And I was looking at what he was drawing. I was listening to what he was saying. I picked up a few words here and there, but the pictures that he was drawing on the whiteboard really, really helped me understand what he was communicating. He drew a scale and showed how, like, sin, you know, ways to scale down. And, you know, the righteousness of God is up here. And, you know, our money, our family, our relationships, none of that can tip the scales in the right favor. Only Jesus can tip the scales even to where we can be righteous with God. So I'm picking all this up, looking at the picture, listening to him and looking at the picture. Without the picture, I really would have been lost. So again, visuals are very important. So, you know, we do all that, go through that. He did this like little illustration or activity where he gave us these eggs that he had us open, and it has this little card in it. And on one side, there was a picture of the slab where a dead body, I guess, would be laid with the grave clothes laying there folded. And then on the other side, it has a scripture, San Lucas 24, 2-6. Llegando a la tumba, descubrieron que la piedra que cerraba el sepulcro había sido removida. Así que entran, pero la tumba estaba vacía. No encontraron el cuerpo de Cristo. Él ha resucitado. Él ha resucitado. I think I'm saying it right. Sorry. I'm not editing this. This is me really trying to read this in Spanish. So this is Luke 24, 2-6. Let me pull that up in English. Luke 24:2-6. I was not necessarily planning on reading it, but like I said, this is just kind of me chatting. This is kind of free flow right here. All right, in English, New International Version. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee." Now, I know enough Spanish to know, I think the Spanish version had a couple of things missing from it compared to the passage that I just read. But I also know that there were some things that are in the Spanish version that I just didn't understand. But reading the Spanish version, I, you know, tumba, I'm like, okay, tomb, descubrieron, okay, that's discover. you know, and, you know, it says something was removed and, you know, his body's not there and, you know, he's resurrected. So, like, I got the main idea. They went to the tomb. The body wasn't there. He's resurrected. I could understand that much. Right. And you listen to me stumble through that Spanish. Okay. And then you listen to me read the English. The flow was a lot different. Right. But I wasn't any less intelligent when I was reading the Spanish, you know. But if somebody just only hears me reading Spanish and stumbling over it, they're like, okay. And you hear me reading English, it's like, oh. And to another point, you know, while we're just on this topic of culture and Spanish and blah, 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 blah. One thing I myself had to realize and check myself on was I had to stop making presumptions about people's intelligence and understanding based on them communicating in a language that is not their native language. Or let me say that a different way. I had to stop assuming just because somebody couldn't talk eloquently or in complete sentences in English that they weren't as intelligent maybe as me, or they didn't have average intelligence. Because when I'm talking in Spanish, my stuff is kind of choppy. So I have to give them the same benefit of the doubt and understand they're communicating in a completely different language. They might be smarter than I am. And, you know, like I said, I'm just, you know, we just dropped this while I'm flying over. I think we, again, because we're in our little bubbles, we're in our comfort zones, in our little, our cliques, whatever, our friend groups, that we can forget that, right? And so we can be unfair, unkind, or just inconsiderate, and not necessarily consciously, because this was not like a conscious thought I had, but I just realized that that was a prejudice, that was an assumption that I had in the past that I needed to correct. And, you know, those little things like that, those things can affect how you treat people, because the way you look at them affects how you treat somebody, how you talk about them, how you talk to them, how you interact with them. So we want to be mindful of that, especially as Christians, because we're called to love everybody. You know, in the Bible it says there's no Jew, there's no Greek, there's no Scythian. You know, they're talking about people, they're referencing countries related to the world at that time. Well, you know, there's no American, no Mexican, no Canadian, right? When it comes to Christ, we're all just in one body. You know, of course, yes, we do have all our different heritages, but we shouldn't let those things separate us. And we should not look down on one group or put another group on a pedestal based on how well they can speak what we're used to or what their culture is. All right. Now, that being said, so again, I was in the Spanish class. You know, we got through with the class, and very interesting thing. As a result of me making the prayer request that I did in that class, the minister later shared a resource with me that could be helpful for my daughter. And, you know, it was just really interesting, because if I had let my fear keep me from saying something, because I don't want to be embarrassed, you know, I don't want to sound funny, I'm not sure if I belong, if I had kept my mouth shut and not expressed what was on my heart around this group of people that I had not really been around, most of them before, then I would not have received that help and made that connection with the Hispanic minister on that day. And so, you know, we had a conversation, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the things that he was suggesting, and, you know, it was just really a blessing. So I was like, man, like, if I hadn't spoken to this lady and, you know, decided to, on a whim, to go in this class and then ask for prayer in Spanish, which I've like never asked for prayer in Spanish before, you know, I wouldn't, there's just so many things that would not have happened. So I don't know. Anyway, that's my little adventure that I had on Easter Sunday. Let's see, what else we want to talk about? Okay, while it's on my mind, because I'm going to keep this kind of short. Let's see. So we are in April, of course. First Friday, we have Freestyle Friday on Instagram. So Fallon and I will be live on Instagram this Friday, April the 5th, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you don't already, make sure that you follow at 99 Ways to Win. That's 99WAYSTOWIN. You can also follow Fallon at Fallon Sales. You can follow me at Michelle Wright 99. But if you want to get notified, you need to be either following 99 Ways to Win or Fallon Sales, because that's where the live is going to be on the 99 Ways to Win channel, and she'll be joining me on that channel. So, you know, we'll just be talking about whatever. We'll have her tell us, you know, about her adventures and experiences at the lectureship retreat in Florida. Have her talk a little bit more about the book and how you can get your book, how you can get the merch, because they got shirts, they got mugs. So we'll talk about that. And, you know, I don't know what else we're going to talk about. It's Freestyle Friday. Well, you'll find out. So you just got to tune in and see. Other thing, Divine Discussions Prayer Call, which is usually every third Saturday. But my church is having a Ladies Day program that day. So Divine Discussions will be on the fourth Saturday in April. April the 27th. I do not have a guest speaker at this time. My original one got called away to do some in-person ministry with her church. So, you know, we can't argue with that. So I'm not sure if I'm going to have a guest speaker or if it's going to be me, but whoever is speaking, you will be blessed. We always have a great time. We have, you know, an informative, inspirational, biblical message. And then we always discuss our comments, our experiences, and we pray for each other and with each other. So April the 27th, that's a Saturday, 7:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I should already have the information pulled up for the phone number, but shame on me, I forgot to do that. So give me just a second. Okay, here we go. So if you want to join the Divine Discussions Prayer Call, the phone number is 351-999-3267. Again, that phone number is 351-999-3267. Just call that phone number at 7:45 a.m. Central Standard Time, Saturday, April the 27th. You also actually can just text that phone number. If you text "call me" to 351-999-3267, then the system will actually call you. And when you answer the phone, you'll be joined into the conference call. Everybody is welcome. You don't have to be churchy. You don't even have to be Christian. If you just want to hear a message based on the Bible and you want to have somebody pray for you, come on. So invite people, tell people about it, and you will be blessed. All right. So again, Fallon will be joining me for Freestyle Friday this Friday, April the 5th. And the next podcast episode, it will be both of us once again, the dynamic duo. So if you miss her, let her know. Hit her up on Instagram or Facebook, Fallon Sales, or shoot her an email, Fallon at 99waystowin.com, and let her know that you want her back, because I did miss her too while she was in Florida. That's pretty much it. Like I said, I just wanted to kind of chat with you a little bit. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and then I was just like, you know what, just whatever, we're just gonna talk. It's been a long time since I did one solo, so kind of nice just to, you know, talk a little bit. But I will be happy to have my buddy back next time. All right. So again, this is Michelle Wright with 99 Ways to Win. If you have suggestions for topics that you want us to talk about, if you have comments, if you want prayer, if you want to study the Bible, you got questions about becoming a Christian, whatever the case may be, you can email me, Michelle at 99waystowin.com. Facebook is 99 Ways to Win Official. Instagram is 99 Ways to Win, and 99 Ways to Win is 99WAYSTOWIN. I'm Michelle Wright, And until next time, keep seeking your success.